Harry, take the prophecy! Grab Neville and run!
Sirius yelled, dashing to meet Bellatrix. Harry did not see what happened next. Kingsley swayed across his field of vision, battling with the pockmarked Rookwood, now maskless. Another jet of green light flew over Harry's head as he launched himself toward Neville.
Can you stand?
He bellowed in Neville's ear as Neville's legs jerked and twitched uncontrollably.
Put your arm around my neck.
Neville did so. Harry heaved. Neville's legs were still flying in every direction. They would not support him, and then, out of nowhere, a man lunged at them. Both fell backward, Neville's legs waving wildly like an overturned beetle's. Harry, with his left arm held up in the air, to try and save the small glass ball from being smashed.
The prophecy! Give me the prophecy, Potter!
Snarled Lucius Malfoy's voice in his ear, and Harry felt the tip of Malfoy's wand pressing hard between his ribs.
No! Get off me! Neville, catch it!
Harry flung the prophecy across the floor. Neville spun himself around on his back and scooped the ball to his chest. Malfoy pointed the wand instead at Neville, but Harry jabbed his own wand back over his shoulder and yelled, Impedimenta! Malfoy was blasted off his back. As Harry scrambled up again, he looked around and saw Malfoy smash into the dais on which Sirius and Bellatrix were now dueling. Malfoy aimed his wand at Harry and Neville again, but before he could draw breath to strike, Lupin had jumped between them.
Harry, round up the others and go!
Harry seized Neville by the shoulder of his robes and lifted him bodily onto the first tier of stone steps. Neville's legs twitched and jerked and would not support his weight. Harry heaved again with all the strength he possessed, and they climbed another step. A spell hit the stone bench at Harry's heel. It crumbled away, and he fell back to the step below. Neville sank to the ground, his legs still jerking and thrashing, and thrust the prophecy into his pocket.
Come on, said Harry desperately, hauling at Neville's robes. Just try and push with your legs.
He gave another stupendous heave, and Neville's robes tore all along the left seam. The small spun glass ball dropped from his pocket, and before either of them could catch it, one of Neville's floundering feet kicked it. It flew some 10 feet to their right and smashed on the step beneath them. As both of them stared at the place where it had broken, appalled at what had happened, a pearly white figure with hugely magnified eyes rose into the air, unnoticed by any but them. Harry could see its mouth moving, but in all the crashes and screams and yells surrounding them, not one word of the prophecy could he hear. The figure stopped speaking and dissolved into nothingness.